In the dim dark past, the world was not as it is. The continent Mu is unknown now, but long ago it stood as the centre of the world. And there, in the north, the tribe of the Bear Cave lived and died with only their ingenuity and prodigious magical gifts to keep them safe. Little did they realise that a storm was brewing around them that would change their way of life forever. Join us now as we experience their time in Paleomythic, Tribe of the Bear Cave. Hello, and welcome to The Cult of Tea and Dice. I'm Mordrigan, and I'll be your GM for tonight for Paleomythic, Tribe of the Bear Cave, the Tribal Council session 11? 12? Where are we up to?
I want to say 10.
It could be 10, but I feel like we've done more than that. I'll just do them all. Session 10, Session 11, Session 12, Session 13, Session 14, Session 900, Session 2 million. Anyway, I've covered probably most of the bases there. Right, so I'm Mordrigan, I'm the GM. I've got players. Some of those players have got names. Some of those names are Archive.
Hello, I'm Archive, and I'm playing Sorin, who is a crafty tracker.
And then Blooded.
I am Blooded, and I am playing Kursk, who is a sneaky, thiefy marksman.
And then Hardwick.
Hello, I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Lop, the brawler priest.
And then Loka.
I'm Loka Centaurus, and consciousness permitting, I will be playing Friend, who goes Wibble.
Goes Wibble, while pointing bones at people. So, I believe we have all gathered at the meeting stones for a meeting between all of the tribes to try and form alliance and prove to the Tollbreakers it's a terrible idea to go to war with everybody. Can somebody please recap what's actually going on?
I think we've had an attempted assassination, we reckon?
Yeah, I think you're pretty much certain that, yes, it was indeed an attempted assassination.
Madame Red Frog, I think her name is?
Mm-hmm.
Probably behind via proxy or whatever, but a poisoning attempt on him. What is from the heart-eating tribe?
Grandmac. Yeah, Grandmac.
And that didn't go terribly well for anyone involved.
No.
Because we had an antidote, and we didn't want people copying it on the first night. He's alive.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably not terribly happy, but we can't go see him.
He seems to be fairly happy with you lot, given what Cole said.
Oh, that's good. But potentially precarious between us and the tribe of the Poison Vine, I think their name was. Because they really want him dead.
Yeah, I mean, they tried to poison him. They really, really want him dead. But you kind of prevented that. Did anything else happen?
Did the war shouters try and kill someone?
There was something towards the end of the evening when you were all asleep.
Oh, someone tried to come in and nick our stuff.
Yeah, because we'd gone on eavesdropped, which was how we knew about the fact that, that was definitely an assassination attempt. And we overheard that they were going to try and yoink our remaining antidote just to make sure we couldn't stop any further poisonings.
Mm-hmm. And I think you sent Lop off into the woods to sleep with the antidote because you were fairly certain they couldn't find Lop.
He had wandered off with it, I believe.
I mean, let's be honest, half the time we can't find Lop, so it's a fair bet.
And then I believe Archive was on watch when the Tribe of the Poisoned Vines person sneaked in and tried to get the stuff, and then when spotted, pretended to be a wolf.
Yeah, it went weirdly okay.
It went really okay. Fair enough. Weirdly okay. Good-o.
I was not expecting that to go well. It might have gone terribly, and I haven't realised yet. We will see.
Well, you've still got antidote, so it can't have gone that badly, just in case they start, trying to off. So anyway, in that case, I guess we're going to begin. And we'll begin with Morning Dawning. The War Shouters and the Toolbreakers are fast asleep. It looks to you like so are the Elk Tribe. And a fair number of the Elk Tribe are actually now in the Toolbreaker camp. You think, like, after you guys went to sleep, maybe there was some invitations made and things like that. And then Grand Mac is still kind of in his tent thing now that the zombies put up. And the tent is entirely surrounded by zombies. You don't feel like it's a good idea to go over there. By the time you guys wake up, though, the Water Tribe has gotten up. And their leadery person is still there. But they're all sort of out and around the clearing. It looks like gathering foods. And by foods, I mean mostly bugs. Bugs, grubs, bits of bark that look vaguely edible. And they all kind of come back and pile it up in the middle and start eating it. It's not exactly particularly palatable. The Tribe of the Poison Vines, some of them are up and about cooking, some of them are not. Doesn't take long before the rest of them get up and start going about their day. You can't see the sun worshippers, but you know there'll be at least two up by the meeting stand. So, are you not going to do anything?
Did we have a plan?
That's what I'm asking.
I don't believe so.
I think the plan was more or less along the lines of, cool, all of the leadery people are together. We mostly do the hitting things, and that's not allowed here.
Well, it's frowned upon anyway.
It gets you kicked out first, but I do kind of wish we'd left on better terms with the Elk Tribe, because we might be able to talk them out of doing anything with like the Toolbreakers or the War Shouters. But
the question is, I don't know how well we could do at talking them out of it. Can we help them talk themselves out of it?
I might have to put in a requisition for another brain cell. How?
I'm not sure. I'm posing the question. We've met the Toolbreakers and the War Shouters. They're brutal.
But something tells me that they are at least cunning.
But
the War Shouters, perhaps. The Toolbreakers, I do not believe.
Did you tell the Elk Tribe about them kidnapping a snake tribe woman? And did we tell them that?
I don't believe you have, no.
The person who spoke with them is Odina, and she's not here.
Yeah.
That's fair. From what I recall of those sessions, I don't believe we were really given the option.
I didn't make any notes because I wasn't in that conversation. So I literally don't know what they said.
It has fallen through the Swiss cheese of my brain. I only have the vaguest memories.
Well, I would have thought she might have done, since she went into the...
She might have done, but she might not have done. You guys could always make sure by doing it yourselves. I'll give you that because I can't remember either. It's been a while since I edited those episodes.
Well, since they presumably, or at least their leader, goes into the, I want to say other world, but that's not the right thing, is
spirit
it?
Spirit world.
The spirit world. Presumably to speak to the elk. Surely that would become an issue if they target the elk? I don't know.
Bear in mind that according to the tribe, their leader is the elk.
Mm.
But, yes.
I don't see that that's a problem. This particular plan, though, surely?
It's more a problem for the freight thing, I say to someone who's not actually there.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been any sign of the snake tribe?
Not yet.
Because we have our one snake tribe person with us, right?
I think she's at the... She's either at the cave... I don't know. Would you have suggested bringing her?
I thought she wanted to come along so she could, reunite with her tribe again.
Okay, in which case, let's assume she did come along.
Because if they came
here,
then she could leave with them. And I think she does want to go home, right?
Yeah.
But coming here is probably the best way for her to achieve that.
Yeah. Let's assume she's come with you. She's just been... you do know that the Tribe of Fire is probably on its way, judging by the massive fucking fire you saw in Heart Eater. but there's been no sign at all of the snake.
Mm-hmm. Lop, you spent a lot of time, well, you've had chances to observe the elk tribe?
Yes.
Is there anyone here you think may be more reasonable than others?
Hardwick does not remember. Did you want me to make a roll to...
Well, once somebody explains to me exactly what you're looking for, yes.
Well, I'm just going on the basis that Rurik and his friends are clearly terrible people to try to approach.
This is true.
So, I don't know whether there's any members of the tribe who might have been, well, who were here and might have been less obviously anti-bear.
Your best guess would actually probably be the elk, given how he structured the duel and given how he didn't make a problem about the stone, which he definitely knows were thrown at Rurik.
I like the elk.
He is the only one who you've interacted with who was somewhat friendly towards you, by not obviously so, but he certainly put his big old thumb on the scales, as it were, or rather he will do when they're invented in a couple of hundred thousand years.
I don't remember. Did they kind of did they say what their feelings were about the other like obviously you know, Red Frog doesn't like Rand Mac. Well, that's obvious. But did they say anything about any of the other tribes?
You didn't ask because you were mostly dealing with how they didn't like you. Because you basically didn't talk to them about much.
Just got straight into a duel.
Yes.
Situation. All right, and they are camping behind the Tool Breakers, is that right?
Yes, because the Tool Breakers came out and gave a present. So they haven't camped with the Tool Breakers and the War Shouters. They're camped behind them, though, which basically puts the Tool Breakers and the War Shouters between you and the and them.
I think maybe it might be good just to go round. Well, I'm not sure about the poison vines. But to go around all the camps this morning, maybe. Mm-hmm. What do people think?
Sounds like a plan. Probably gonna,
I agree.
Good way to allay some fears after last night.
Okay.
Perhaps not a terrible idea to include the poison vines briefly.
Okay. We Are you going to head it. Over to them first?
No.
Fair enough.
So if we go around the other way, so if we go... I've got a little map. Where the sun worship. I know it's a very, well, it's a lot of weird circles and shapes and things with you know the tribes in. It probably doesn't look like that at all. But the sun worshippers are like the closest to us. So,
but yeah. So where were you? What were you saying?
So the sun on my little map. The sun worshippers are like the people closest to us,
mm-hmm.
apart from the water tribe, but that's not really going to get us very far.
Mm.
I mean, we could still talk to one of the water tribe briefly.
Well, yeah.
And just say good morning in passing.
Let's assume you've done that on the way. So excellent. Are you heading over to Heartfire Sinessa's area then?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. So you head over. Yeah, as I said, they're kind of all already, but there's only two of them you can see there. A man and a woman, obviously warriors. They've got sort of big feathery headdresses on, and they're carrying like obsidian-tipped spears. And as you're wandering over, they're just sort of ambling about in the sort of in and around the meeting stones. They look over. You come. Ah, good morning. Do you need the Heartfire?
We were just making a round of the camps, actually.
Ah, good, good. Yes, well, obviously we don't camp at the stones. We have a village elsewhere.
Well, yes, but you were the the two that we saw first. So we've come to say good morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, good morning to you as well. Hopefully it'll be a less eventful day, at least in the way... Sorry, let me do that without you. At least in the way that we had yesterday.
Yes, that was rather unpleasant.
Hmm, decidedly so. Good work, though. Very good work that you managed to stop it from happening. I think you'll find that the Heartfire feels that she owes the Tribe of the Bear Cave for that.
Well, we do hope that today is a quieter day.
Hmm, yes. Yes. I would say the your main point of contention is with the War Shouters and the Toolbreakers. They were exceedingly busy speaking to the Tribe of the Elk last night, inviting them over, bringing them food, bringing them drink, that sort of thing.
Yes, that didn't go unnoticed. We are, as I say, doing a round of the camp, so we will be going there shortly.
Good luck. We will watch carefully. So, where are you going now?
Well, next on my map would be the Toolbreakers and the War Shouters, but since...
Are you going to go over to them?
Are any of them actually awake?
Like, there's a few staring about and obviously have the Stone Age equivalent of hangovers. So, yeah, I mean, there's a few moving about. You could still take a look.
Is there like because they've got they've made a fence or something around their camp, haven't they? Is there someone? Do they have a gate or particular?
You're thinking like it's too well made. What they've basically got is sticks sticking out of the ground in random directions that have been sharpened. Okay. So there's not so much a gate as a gap.
Is there anyone at the gap?
Well, yeah, but they're all asleep. The only ones...
I think we might leave it for now.
Yeah. I mean, you can take a... You can look at the places you go around anyway. Yeah, they've got a big chunk of somebody else's god. You know that big stone thing you saw them pissing on when they were camped out? They've got something a bit like that. You can't really see what it used to be in the very middle of the camp. It is by now pretty filthy. You're fairly certain like it's been used as their latrine, and to prove a point you're expecting. They're all sort of camped a fair distance from it. But yeah, there's like Toolbreakers and War Shouters scattered all over the place in the inside. You don't see either of the two leaders. They're in, you presume, the big sort of roundhousey kind of pile of furry type building. Then you've got a few of the Elk tribe lying about who definitely look like they dropped where they were drinking. You can see like the huge numbers of gourds have been brought. They've got three or four sleds of gourds and two sleds which are empty, which suggests they've got three more nights like this if they keep up at the same rate, which you do not believe any human being could do. They've also got a load of different like bags of storage stuff, which seems to be like the food supplies and things. They don't seem to have bothered bringing any actual like trade goods, other than the food and the alcohol.
Okay.
Are you carrying on the Elk Tribe?
Yes.
Okay. When you get there, obviously a fair number of them are still unconscious due to all of the alcohol they've obviously been plied with by the Toolbreakers and the War Shouters. One thing you do notice is that the Elk Spirit and one of those two shaman who went with Odina to go to the Spirit World are up and about and busy cooking. So they are there and awake.
Okay. I think maybe we should go chat to them, maybe.
Mm-hmm. You start heading over towards them. You see that the elk spirit clocks you as you're approaching. So, yeah, he is putting herbs into a boiling pot of some description. he notices you as you're coming across and leans over to the shaman next to him, says something to the shaman. The shaman says something back. And then he sort of motions for you to approach.
Okay.
Yes, we will approach.
Yes, we do.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are things with the tribe of the Bear Cave?
Well, it's a new morning. We have food to eat, and I'm not sure what the weather's like, but there is some weather.
Hmm. It was interesting to see you rescuing Granmac. Why did you, if you don't mind me asking?
Would you not have done the same thing?
Didn't say that. Trying to work out why you did it. It actually has nothing to do with what I would or would not do. It has more to do with why.
We asked everyone to come here. Mm-hmm. We gave out the invitation, and the sun worshippers agreed to host.
Mm-hmm.
Having the rules of their place dishonored at a meeting that we requested, I would not be comfortable with this if I could stop it.
So it was a political decision.
Political is the wrong word. It was not to win their favor.
But, very well. Let me be blunt. Why did you save Granmac? Not saving Granmac would have made your life somewhat easier, I feel. Granmac is a loose cannon. He's very definitely magical. His tribe is very definitely magical. But somehow, he and the tribe of the Poison Vines are at odds. The tribe of the Poison Vines are more numerous, skilled. Why not let them kill him and then court them?
Perhaps that would have been a better political decision.
So you decided to save Granmac despite knowing that you're making your life more difficult. Is that correct? I'm not trying to trick you, you realize. I'm not trying to catch you out. I'm trying to ask you a question and get an answer.
Mm, I know. It was a decision made in the moment.
I see. Oh, well.
I did not think too hard on it. There wasn't that sort of time.
No, indeed. Granmac was choking.
He had done, certainly since we've been here, he had done nothing to invite that attack. I do not know enough of the history between those two tribes.
No.
To say any more, but...
I mean, it might be worth finding out.
It might. How are you finding the time here so far?
Well... Let us put it this way. There's a number of people who are definitely trying to court my particular tribe and try and get us to join with them. So, particularly lucrative.
So you're trying to work out who you can trust.
We don't need to be involved in this war, if we choose not. It is a long way away from our lands. We're quite a numerous tribe. And, I mean, we're not as magical as...
What makes you think you would be left alone?
What makes you think that we'd come under attack?
We've come across things that... I don't know about the others, but I find particularly disturbing, where they take, you know, statues of gods and defile them and use people to... act in the spirit world for them. It's not been particularly, find it quite distasteful.
What do you mean in the spirit world?
The tool breakers, well, we have with us a lady from the snake tribe.
Mm-hmm.
We rescued her from a tool breaker camp. She was being imprisoned there and she was being used to do things for them through the spirit, through the spirit world, to attack other tribes. Gods, was it in the spirit world?
Yeah. Well, she tied up she had the three different gods tie your god up, effectively.
She was being forced to. Bind these gods in the spirit world. I'm surprised you hadn't sensed anything of this, maybe.
Again, everything is a long way from us. But I do indeed find that quite interesting. It does explain what's in the centre of their camp, at least.
Yes, as I say, rather distasteful.
Yes.
So just because you are far away on land,
indeed,
you know, that did not stop them, you know, binding our god and with other gods.
This is the problem with not carrying your gods with you. We don't have that problem. I am always with them.
Yes.
And I would be careful if I were you.
We will think on it.
And I realise that that may have come across poorly with the history between our tribes. That was not meant as a threat.
No, no. I understood what you were suggesting. So then, I wish you every luck in your plans. How to put, if it becomes obvious that your alliance is the stronger, then at that point, it becomes worth us being members of it. Until that point, it is much more worthy for them to think we're their friends, because I know how strong their respective tribes are in numbers, in skills. So if you're able to build your alliance well, then we will make it stronger for you. And if your alliance doesn't seem like the best bet, then I will do what is needed to keep my tribe safe.
A political decision. I understand.
Sadly, political decisions is all we've got. It's quite a lot that everybody doesn't know. Interesting. I find it interesting that you've taken the primitives under your wing. How did that come about?
That feels like a story.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the time.
Yes.
You can share.
Okay. Which also involves you explaining why that you ended up talking to the water spirit. So you spend probably the next hour or so telling the Elk Spirit about all of the stuff to do with binding the various spirits and why you ended up talking to the Water Spirit and what the Water Spirit asked and told you specifically. And by the end of it, the Great Elk Spirit is, he looks thoughtful, and his shaman person is also looking thoughtful. And the rest of his people are sort of slowly waking up. What's next on the agenda?
What is next on the agenda? Either the poison vines or the tool breakers and war shouters.
Which are you going to do?
I'd actually be interested in talking to the poison vines. I think the Elk Spirit made an interesting point that perhaps we should find out a little more of the history.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the best place to find it out, but...
Oh, well, we can talk to both sides.
Well, yeah.
But only by talking to both sides can we get the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we don't all... I don't know whether it's better if we all go to both or if we divide for that.
Well, it seems like it's just you two going around at the moment, unless the other two have been going with you.
I mean, I was working on the assumption we were there. It's just, you know,
okay.
The conversation was being handled, so.
Fair enough.
people with better democratic, not democratic, diplomatic chops. That's the one. Chops than me at this point in time. We're doing all of the talking, and that seemed like the way more sensible option.
Fair enough. In which case, you are there. So it's up to you.
I didn't really interact with Red Frog because I'm not a crafty person, so that's all she was interested in, really.
So maybe sending the crafters over to...
And I feel like Kursk should definitely be involved with talking to the Heart Eaters tribe, given he ate her heart.
That's fair. That does make sense.
Yeah. Okay. So I suspect then Kursk and... Locus character whose name is gone, Fren? Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. I suspect Kursk and Fren are going to the Heart Eating Tribe. Or, no, I'm talking bullshit. Kursk and Lop would be the Heart Eating Tribe, and Fren and Sorin would be the Tribe of the Poison Vines.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Okay. I'm going to do Kursk and Lop, I think. Yep. So you head over in the direction of Grandmack's camp. And, the zombies have obviously relaxed a little bit. So that's a benefit. And they do actually allow you into the tent. Grandmac is there. He doesn't look great. He looks a bit pale and a bit sweaty. He's actually, because normally he's like skinny old dude covered in bone fetishes, wearing effectively a loincloth. He's currently skinny old dude wearing a lot of fetishes and a fucking blanket. And that's pretty much it. And his loincloth, obviously. So like he's interested to see you as you come in, and he's like,
hello.
Morning.
You'll have to excuse. I had something stuck in my throat last night.
Yes, we saw.
Thank you very much for your intervention.
He looks at both of you and then goes,
oh no, wait, it was one of your makers, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yes.
Well, general thanks to your tribe in general, then.
How are you feeling today?
Not great. Strangely enough, I was poisoned. Sorry, I choked.
Choked. But, and who do you think would want to do that?
Oh, please. We all know exactly who would want to do that. The tribe of the poisoned vines have attempted to kill me. I mean, it's not the first time they've attempted to kill me. It won't be the last time they'll have attempted to kill me. They'll attempt to kill me many, many, many times. Luckily, so far, they've failed.
Why do they want to kill you, then?
Don't you know? So,
do we know? I don't think we know. Please explain.
Long, long ago, the tribe of the poisoned vines and the heart-eating tribe were effectively neighbours before the tribe of fire moved to the plateau. Yes?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We had a vibrant tribe. The number of our tribe was quite large. We were very magical, but we were more like yourselves, shall I say. We didn't flex our strength all the time. We had a good life where we were. And then we had a meeting with the tribe of the Poison Vines. They came to visit us. We traded with them, and they traded with us. And they returned to their lands. We returned to our home. And 3/4 of our people died over the next week or two, shaking, vomiting, wasting away, their arms and legs cracking and bending. So we retaliated in the only way we knew how, using our dead to fight the war.
Mm.
You can see, can you not, what must have happened. One of the things we traded with them was food. Now, I personally, I tend to, how to put this, I only eat meat when it is necessary for ritual, you understand. The rest of my people were not so. Certainly all of the ones who died were eating meat we had traded with the tribe of the poisoned vines.
I see.
It almost seems as if they tried to kill us off so that they could take our land, but were sadly stymied when the Tribe of Fire arrived instead. Did that answer your question?
Well, that does explain.
You can see why perhaps we do not like the Tribe of the Poisoned Vines. But I should stress that after the first time, we haven't attacked them since. It is only them who keeps threatening, trying to turn people against us and trying to murder us by their poisons. We don't even own the land that they so coveted anymore. We've been driven south, so I can't see why they're still having a problem with us. Perhaps it is because we refilled our fallen with those of theirs who fell during the war.
maybe that's what annoys them. But to be perfectly honest, that is the least they could do, having killed 3/4 of our number. Don't you think?
Mm.
You want to talk to him any more?
I don't think I have anything else.
You covered anything I could think of, to be honest.
I even split the teams up to give you a chance to get involved if you wanted to.
In that case,
slip over to the other team who have gone towards the poisoned vine. As you approach, they obviously see you coming. Somebody goes and gets Red Frog, and Red Frog is out to greet you before you even get there. Hello.
Good morning.
I'm afraid... you kid, surely.
Morning.
Yes. More appropriate, I feel. To what do we owe the pleasure?
We are taking some time this morning to speak to several of the tribes.
Mm.
But there are things I would be interested to know more of.
Mm-hmm. Such as?
I would be interested to know more of the history between your tribe and the heart-eating tribe. Clearly it is a dark one. But I know nothing of it, other than your present animosity.
Why would we not have animosity with that? Who flings our own dead at us to try and finish us off?
Have you always warred?
We lived side by side for a time. We even traded with them. But you can't trade with people like that. Soon they become crazed or angered over something. The first thing we knew of a problem between us was when a horde of the dead, stinking and rotting, came charging through the river and started tearing our people apart. And then those people got up and started fighting us again.
There was no complaint before that?
We had been trading with them. Every year, we traded things that they couldn't get. They traded things that we couldn't get. We were trading partners for all intents and purposes. But suddenly, they invaded our lands, attempted to destroy us, raised our dead, used those dead still as servants, and yet we are the evil ones because we attempt to defeat them. You realize that Grand Mac is the one in charge of their tribe, correct? Do you realize also that he is probably their central raiser? For some reason, he is very powerful at raising the dead. So if
we have seen.
Yes. If he was gone, then our dead would probably rest finally. So that's probably why one of mine attempted to deal with him. Without my knowledge, obviously.
Obviously.
I understand. I would be upset as well if my family were treated in such a way.
I draw your attention to the fact that very recently, probably relations of you were used in that manner, because all of the dead of your tribe were also raised up to fight the Toolbreakers.
Yep.
Yeah, but they were fighting on our side.
Yeah, true.
There's and a also, difference.
It's kind of a culturally accepted thing within our tribe.
Yeah, true.
Yes, there's a difference between that and your enemy using them against you,
mm-hmm.
parading them around. If the Toolbreakers had our dead parading around, I'd be a bit pissed off.
Yeah.
Suddenly.
Oh look, there's cousin Janet. Fuck's sake.
And there's she turns up to a diplomatic meeting. How gauche.
There's a difference between here's our cousin Janet and here's our cousin Janet and she's trying to eat my face off, I suppose. Okay. So you complete your conversation with the Tribe of the Poison Vines, unless you've got anything else you want to ask.
I mean, that was a very succinct history.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, reason they attacked all of us and then raised all of our dead and used them as well. Cool. Yeah, I want to kill him.
Actually, yeah. Does Red Frog ask at all about the fact we saved him? Or nope. Does she leave that?
Oh, nope. Okay. Nope. She doesn't seem to bring that up at all.
Mm-hmm.
Almost, in fact, she almost effectively avoids talking about that at all. Unless you're going to specifically bring it up to her.
Yeah. Just as we're sort of finishing the conversation, Soren's just sort of, I hope you were not too upset at my use of the antidote we were provided with. I'm aware that this was done. The attempt was made without your knowledge. And normally I would say the business of your tribes were your own business, but this is the meeting stones, and I could not let the rules of the sun worshippers be broken when we had asked you here.
What do you think would have happened if you hadn't used your antidote?
I do not know.
Okay. Let me rephrase the question then. What do you think would have happened if Granmack was dead?
I do not know enough about the extent of his abilities, so I cannot answer that question.
I think what would have happened is if Granmack had died and it hadn't been ascribed to poison, then his compatriots, she nods her head towards the big fucking circle of zombies, would probably have gotten quite angry. He might have injured people before being put down. Don't you think? Who would be in the wrong then? Especially if, for example, there was evidence that Granmack had just suffered an accident.
With no indication of foul play, I would say it was his instructions that left them aggressive.
And what would the sun worshippers have done, do you think? It's an interesting question, isn't it? If they could definitely have proved that, if they could definitely have proved that we had poisoned him, then we would be banned from the meeting stones. Now, for us, we're a long distance away from the meeting stones. We're almost the furthest tribe from them. But we don't need to trade at the meeting stones all that regularly. The heart-eating tribe do. They have to. I mean, all they've got is the dead. And they're not great hunters, crafters, medicine makers or anything. They're not shaman. The undead are not shaman, are they? I think if they'd have caused a big problem at the meeting stones, the heart-eating tribe would have been considerably weakened. Would have been interesting whether perhaps they'd have maybe not been able to keep quite so many dead people about, certainly without Granmack, without access to things they might trade for. Just a thought, an idle thought, obviously.
Clearly.
Are you done with them now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to let you all get back together to have a convo.
Zora's actually got no issue with them. She kind of respects their cunning.
Yeah.
They're sort of terrifying, but also very cool.
If you're not the kind of tribe that does the upfront fighting as your primary thing, and as a result, you've got poisons out the wazoo, yeah, that's the way you do it. You can't do a direct conflict. You have to do indirect.
So you all gather back together so you can have a conversation.
I'd just like to say before we start, I don't like politics. I just want to go back to the cave and, yeah. Seems very simple now.
I would like to join you in that.
Cole, by the way, is off talking to Heartfire Senessa.
So how was Granmack? Up and about yet?
Not really.
No, he's still recovering. So apparently he claims that the Poison Vine tribe, well, poisoned a bunch of meat that they traded with them years ago and killed 3/4 of their tribe.
Ah.
And so in retaliation, they sent a zombie army over to hit them.
Yeah. So the story from the Poison Vine side is they were doing okay with each other, trading a whole bunch, and then, well, wall of zombies. No warning.
So either they forgot to tell you about the part where they poisoned everyone, or Granmack was lying that they poisoned everyone, or someone else poisoned the meat to frame them.
Or, potential number 4 point, those particular individuals of the heart-eating tribe ate something that did not agree with them, that they didn't get from the poisoned vine. At which point, who the fuck knows what happened?
Well,
maybe a diet of hearts isn't healthy.
Well, no, because it was meat they traded, and the thing was, Granmack pointed out, he didn't get sick because he only eats meat for the whole ritual stuff. So the common factor seemed to be people who ate the meat got poisoned and died.
I don't know, maybe you need your veggies to not die.
Well, look, I'm just saying what he said.
I am not well-versed enough in the living to understand what could have gone wrong. My department is mostly the dead and making people so.
The point, why do we keep taking you to talk to the poison vines?
Because I'm not a heart eater, and I didn't send a wall of zombies at them. At most, I can do one or two zombies.
And he proved that he could craft.
Which they did seem enamored with.
Yeah, that's true. They have seen your crafting. They have not seen your zombie raising thing.
They haven't realized that he can do that, certainly. He's not done it in front of them.
It's not exactly an everyday occurrence anyway.
There was something else that Grand Max said about they were neighbors with the Poison Vines tribe, and then what was the other tribe called? The Fire.
Tribe of Fire?
Tribe of Fire moved in on the plateau, and...
You can actually now see the Tribe of Fire are in the process of arriving, incidentally. Behind where... Well, sort of between where you and the tool breakers, etc. You can see a group of people led by Tormal, the guy you met who was drinking a lot. I can't quite remember his voice, but I remember him being quite boisterous and fire-obsessed. His shaman is there. And then there's a large number of people carrying logs, which are clearly hollow and on fire. And
they brought their fire with them.
They brought fire with them. The last few people aren't carrying fire. They're pulling sleds with stuff on. And he sort of comes forward. You can see that somebody from the Toolbreakers camp has rushed over to that woman who you saw go out to greet the Elk tribe before and is trying to shake her awake.
How far off are they?
No, they're basically coming into the circle now.
I mean, it might be a good idea to toddle over and say hello.
Okay. So, who's going? You?
Me for certain, because I walked the fire.
Well, you hung from
you
the...
You dangled.
Yeah, you dangled.
Before
you dangled
that,
the fire.
Before that, I think we all at least attempted to go through the fire.
Yeah, you all walked through the fire, but you dangled. So
or jumped over it in some cases.
Yeah, true.
Soren's probably hanging back slightly because having just heard what we've heard, she's curious to see the reaction of both the Poison Vines and the Heart-Eating Tribe to the Fire Tribe arriving.
I'll ask you for an aware check in a minute, then. Loka, you're heading on up. Is anybody else going with him?
Please, somebody come with me.
They were fairly impressed with you, weren't they, Kursk?
I think so. So, yeah, I mean, I can go.
I mean, it's not that Mordigan's trying to make sure you actually get some screen time at all. anyway. You wander over towards Tormal, and he sort of waves a stop as he sees you approaching. Ah, yes, good, good, I see you are here, good, good. The dangling man and the person who jumps over fire, yes.
That's us. Good, decent journey.
Yes, I mean, we had to stop in the lands of the tribe of the Heart Eaters, which is also always a little, well, concerning. The screaming dead on their borders and so on. But we had a good big fire. A fire that reached up to the heavens themselves. Strangely, they didn't bother us.
And I see you've brought some of it with you.
We cannot travel without fire. We can make fire, of course, but that takes time. Why bother when you can bring it along?
Oh, wonderful invention.
The woman from the Toolbreakers is rushing over, and she stops and goes, "Ah, great Tormal, I would like to proffer you greetings from my tribe, the War Shouters. I am Lunas, the shaman of the War Shouters. Please, if you would consider coming to visit with us and perhaps camping over by our area, I have a little gift for you." And she proffers, like, this gourd. And he's like, "Ah, excellent, brilliant, good." Takes the scissors to sniff. hands it to somebody behind him. Well, let us reciprocate. He takes one of his gourds and hands it over to her, and she's like, oh, thank you so much. She takes the top off, sniffs it, and is like, thank you.
We've drunk that stuff, haven't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, you have.
Okay.
you were very aware that their alcohol was considerably stronger than any you've ever had.
Yeah.
It seems like Tormund was possibly not that impressed with her alcoholic beverage.
I was going to say, but by the reaction, the war shirters make weak sauce.
Well, I'm sure we can... we'll consider coming to visit with you, perhaps. Anyway, and then he just fucking blanks her and goes back to you guys. See, dangling works in your favour. So,
it did.
You will forever be known as Dangling Man.
He is the Dangling Man. So then, what is going on? We are somewhat later than I intended. It took some time to organise getting away. What has been happening? Anything I should know about?
It's mostly been getting set up in camp, getting people talking to one another, regrettable incidents.
Yes, we've had members of the Elk tribe come and visit us in our camp. You're welcome. Yes. I'm very sorry. Whatever your name is, I'm talking to this man who I know. I don't know you. So, if you go to your camp, I will come and talk to you later. Shoo, shoo, shoo. And he sort of finger flicks at her. So anyway.
Yeah, mostly been getting here, getting set up. There's been a certain amount of conversation between the tribes. That's been good. But for an unpleasant incident last night, it's all been going rather well. But...
unpleasant?
Yes. You are aware of the heart-eating tribes. You neighbour their lands. Perhaps you're familiar with Grand Mac?
Yes. The leader of the heart-eating tribe, yes.
Yes.
Well aware. So
he and his retinue, he only brought zombies, incidentally. Mm. So if you're hoping for a lot of conversation with him, it's possibly going to be on a
Not to speak with him in if I can help it.
Well, someone tried to off him.
Really? I'm sure everybody was at a loss as to work out who. He glances over in the direction of the Tribe of the Poison Vines, incidentally.
Yeah, there was probably a bit of a glance from Fren as well. It's like, nobody's quite certain, and it doesn't do to point fingers at a diplomatic event necessarily, but yes.
You can go ahead and make your aware check now, Archive.
Okay. I got nothing.
Oh no. Do you have... You don't have rerolls, do you?
No, I got loads of fives, but...
You do have G.O.D. Well, G-O-T-D. But it depends on if you think it's important enough. It's probably not.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're watching them, but if I'm honest, you can't really see that there's much in the way of a reaction. Both groups. The Tribe of the Poison Vines has definitely noticed that the Tribe of Fire is here. They don't seem particularly bothered by that fact. They don't seem particularly unhappy about it, if that's what you were watching for. But, like, you can't really get any more real... Beyond they're not looking openly hostile, you don't really get anything because you failed.
Yep, that's completely fair.
So going back to the conversation. So yes, you were explaining what's been going on and somebody tried to kill Grand Mac, yes?
Yes, that's mostly been the standout event. Besides that, the first...
Is he dead?
No.
Well, I suppose that's good then.
Is there any way of... I don't know what this system's equivalent of insight is.
Again, it's probably aware, I suspect. Let me have a quick look. I think it's probably an aware
check. Better than me.
Yeah, let's go with an aware check. Fuck it. Let's go with aware.
I get a 6.
Okay. You get the impression that he literally doesn't care less. It's like, okay, Grand Mac's a creepy fuck, and he's not dead. As opposed to, okay, Grand Mac's a creepy fuck, and he is dead. You get the impression that the Tribe of Fire are like, okay, well, I don't really care either way.
Grand Mac isn't fire, therefore he's irrelevant to them?
Potentially, yeah.
Player's brain is failing. What else notable happened? Oh, please, not memory.
Great deal yet.
Yeah, I think that was about it. Some people got drunk.
And some people got drunk with other people. Diplomatic stuff happened. But I don't know how to explain that to someone whose primary interests are booze and fire.
Well, you can. You basically go through, like, what happened. He does ask, kind of, like, what happened after somebody tried to poison Grand Mac. So you do end up explaining that, like, some of the Poison Vine people died. Well, one of the Poison Vine people died. But yeah, he just sort of takes it in his stride and is like, okay, oh well, not one of mine, so who cares? After a little while, you get the impression he's like kind of waiting for you to go away, though.
Yeah, well, that's you up to date.
Yes, good. Do we know when, like, the proper talking is going to start?
Have we got, like, a schedule for that? I don't know.
Well, you'd assume it'd be, like, when everybody's here.
Who's missing?
Snake Tribe.
Well, I mean, now that you're here, the only tribe that hasn't made it so far, despite being invited, has been the Snake Tribe. So I imagine we will probably wait a certain amount of time for them to turn up, and if they don't, then we'll get things underway at that point. Obviously, they're in somewhat difficulties with their neighbors. They neighbor both the Warshouters and the Tallbreakers.
They're in between the Warshouters and the Tallbreakers. Yeah. It's the shittiest position to be in.
They're in between the Tallbreakers and the Warshouters. Do you remember we mentioned them when we came to give you the invitation?
Oh, yes, yes.
So it might be that they can't come, in which case this is all the more important meeting.
Anyways. We're going to camp probably right here, I think.
Excellent.
He's on the Warshouter side of the Poison Vines.
Okay.
But still, like, not part of their big thingy, their big conglomeration. He's just, we've reached this point, I can't be fucked to walk anymore, it seems. So you're all, you watch as he starts setting up his camp and so on. But within a couple of minutes of them arriving, you see the big woman who leads the Warshouters heading over to where Heartfire Sanessa is. And she goes stomping over. They seem to be having an animated conversation. Col is there as well. And he's like, no. We can't do that. No. Would you guys go over, or would you just wait until Cole's finished and come?
I mean, does Col look to be in any danger?
He's not in any danger. It's just the three of them talking.
Might try and get closer.
Okay. So, Lop, you obviously find it quite easy to get closer, because you're you. it seems like the leader of the Warshouters is trying to argue that the whole thing should be called off.
Listen to me. It is a problem, is it not, if all tribes are intended to be here and
one tribe has not bothered to come. We should cancel this ridiculous meeting and get back to our lives. I don't think that's right. Anyway, they could just be late. You think the snake tribe is on their way then, perhaps? Hmm? Either way, we would give them more time anyway. This is Heartfire Senessa. We would give them more time to arrive. The meeting would not normally start until later today anyway. But if all tribes are meant to be represented, and if the snake tribe does not come, then what is the point of this meeting? We should cancel this at that point. Do you agree? I don't see why. Why shouldn't we continue with who we've got? But wouldn't it unbalance the carefully played balance of power? I mean, you did call this meeting for a reason, didn't you? Don't you want the snake tribe here? Of course I do. So we wait for them. But how long are we all going to wait here? It doesn't look to me like the primitives have much in the way of supplies. I mean, they're sleeping on the floor in a pile. We can't force them to sleep outside for that long. I say if the snake tribe doesn't come soon, then we cancel this and try again another time. Unamara is not Unamara the Screaming Banshee. Unamara the Screaming Banshee is not incorrect. We can't hold everybody here to this meeting over long. There's too much potential for issues to continue arising. She gives Cole a known look, and you assume she's alluding to, like, Grandmac's totally going to get fucking poisoned if we stay here too long. If the snake tribe isn't represented soon, then we will have to give people the option of going home. I don't see the point of that. We've still got everybody else here. Why don't we all discuss? It's only because she doesn't want a discussion. I would welcome a discussion, but it really should be a discussion amongst everybody, surely. Otherwise, who knows what the snake tribe might be up to? Why aren't they here? Perhaps they've launched an attack on my lands while I'm away. Who knows? You don't know. Yeah, and then, like, she heads back to her camp.
Is Cole staying?
Yeah, Cole's continuing to talk to Heartfire Senessa. But if you want to go back and tell the rest of the group what's happening.
Yeah, okay. What is he called? The Screaming Banshee.
Unamara, the Screaming Banshee.
She wants to go home because the snake tribe haven't arrived and maybe we can try again some other time.
Okay, so she's worried that this will actually do something, otherwise she wouldn't bother to try and stop it. And she's the one who is almost certainly responsible for stopping the snake tribe from getting here in the first place. Am I wrong?
We need to find the snake tribe.
Well, there is one person from the snake tribe here.
Is this where we just all turn and look at the shaman who's sort of lurking in the corner trying to stay out of the way?
Well, she's around, certainly. But we're going to have to deal with talking to her next time. Thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed what has been a surprisingly talky episode. If you have, then please do feel free to leave us your iTunes reviews, your Podchaser, your Podbean reviews. Occasionally you get episodes like this, which are mostly talking, not very many dice rolled. Don't worry, I'm sure we're going to get onto violencing again at some point soon. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.